greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. I have in studio Brian Orbaugh, president of Colorado Right to Life. Brian, welcome to the show.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for having me.
I was hoping we... It's an honor to have you, by the way. I was hoping we could get an overview of some of the things going on. Brian, Colorado Right to Life has really hit the ground running, trying to teach a new way of fighting against abortion, that political compromise, compromising on God's word, on God's command, do not murder, is not working, and it's wrong. So have you been getting any input from other pro-lifers around the country that they're encouraged?
Well, we have been. In fact, I got a call from the vice president of Georgia Right to Life, and this call was very encouraging, and Mr. Daniel Becker, who is the vice president, gave me an update, and they have a very strong abortion ban that's been presented, and the wording in it looks like it's almost perfect. But he had a lot of encouraging news. He said it's been a few years, maybe as long as 6 years ago, that they embarked on a no-compromise position.
Don't compromise on God's enduring command. Do not murder.
That's right. And in doing so,
it's very controversial among Christians these days.
It seems to be controversial among everyone. Yeah. But they took this stand, and he mentioned that during this last election, they picked up six pro-life legislators who are non-compromised pro-lifers. Now, that's very encouraging. Really, we saw this in the hearings that took place here in Colorado a couple of weeks ago, in that the pro-lifers have taught lawmakers it's okay to compromise. So the very first thing they do with an abortion law is they want to add compromise to it. They did it here in Colorado.
Yeah.
And so Georgia has taken this position, and they've had very good success with it. And, in fact, the more success that comes, the more resistance we see from the big pro-life leaders.
Yeah, it's peculiar. Now, National Right to Life has made a name for themselves opposing organizations that say we want to fight against abortion, and that includes the child whose father's a rapist. We do not want to support a law or a candidate who says you can kill this child because his father's a criminal. We don't want to support that because it's wrong to do so. And it teaches the public that these children are not persons, and under the right circumstances, you can kill them.
Well, that's exactly right. And so, you know, what's happening in Georgia is very encouraging. And we have to balance that against what is somewhat discouraging with the pro-life movement. The last time I was on by phone, we talked about what's happening with the president of Operation Rescue and how he has been very strong publicly stating he's against compromise, you know, no compromise, do not do these things.
That was on a video program released in January by Life Dynamics. That's Mark Crutcher's group, and Life Dynamics is extraordinary. And, yeah, the president of OR was saying he was agreeing with the strategy laid out that it is wrong to compromise on God's command, do not murder, and it backfires horrendously.
Well, right, and he was encouraging me to continue doing this. He's watched some of the resistance that Colorado Right to Life has received doing this and how some of the national groups have resorted to name-calling, even the debate with the president of Wyoming Right to Life. Right. And he was encouraging our stand. And then, sadly, a few weeks after that, he was endorsing the new South Dakota bill, which
with
has...
the exception, you can kill these kids.
Exactly.
If the father's a criminal. And when they came out in support of that bill, which is a bad bill because, for one, you don't do evil that good might come of it.
Right.
And for two, if Christians are saying that this bill is a good bill, and the bill says you can kill the babies of criminals, rapists, then we're teaching the public that, for one, you could put God aside as you pursue some political goal, but two, we're teaching the public that that baby isn't really a person because everyone knows you don't kill someone for the sin of his father. You don't do that.
God, right. Yeah, you don't do that. God is very clear on that.
Right.
And it's evil to do that, and it's evil to accept that kind of compromise. Well, Troy Newman, the president of Operation Rescue, I have been asking him now, since his position supporting the South Dakota law, I've asked him to debate this, and he is refusing to do so. And before I go into too much detail, I want to, you know, with this, without him here, I still want to encourage him. Come on, support, you know, your ministry and be solid in your position. And the truth of the matter is, I don't think he can support his position. And he's resisting this. But what's so troubling is this is what's happened in the pro-life movement. The leaders, they gain recognition, and then they compromise. They use the recognition to say things are okay that aren't okay, and they try to make excuses of why it's necessary, and they resort to name-calling for people that are going to honor God's word. Now, we've seen for 40 years that nothing's been accomplished by not honoring God's word.
Right. We have all these pro-life laws that, as it turns out, and we know this, in fact, that video program that you were on with the president of Operation Rescue and other pro-lifers, there was a professor from Notre Dame, constitutional law professor, Charles Rice.
Right.
And he stated unequivocally on that show, as we've had many private conversations with Dr. Rice, and also he's been on the show once, and that the pro-life laws, when Roe v. Wade is simply overturned, the pro-life laws will keep abortion legal all over this country. And we're trying to put together a database of where that will be true. For example, in Indiana, there's an informed consent law passed by pro-lifers. And the pro-lifers have passed this law saying abortion is criminal unless the mother signs this form, then she could have an abortion. So when Roe v. Wade is overturned and they say it's up to the state law, then the pro-lifers have passed a law in Indiana that could keep abortion legal for another 30 years.
Well, that's right. And then what I'm seeing out of the pro-life leadership is now they're all saying, yeah, but we can pass a trigger law so that if Roe versus Wade is overturned, then everything else becomes null and void, except that what they're not telling you is it's going to be almost impossible to pass a trigger law. You could sooner pass an abortion ban than you could a trigger law. So even that statement really is not a very wise position to be taking. But with any luck, Troy Newman will come on this show, or we can go back on Life Dynamics or any other forum that he chooses, and we can talk through the very real issue. Because here's what happens. If you're in South Dakota and you're listening to their argument saying, well, we're going to save all but one baby every 4 years, that sounds pretty compelling, because their statistics they're claiming will show that only one baby would be aborted because of a rape once every 4 years.
Right.
And so it sounds compelling, but the reality is they have eliminated the personhood argument for the baby, and they have sided with Planned Parenthood in fact, because they're agreeing that abortion is necessary under certain conditions.
Right. Their law is affirming that you can kill this unborn child in this circumstance, and that is evil to do. So if you're on the Titanic and there's 100 kids going to die and you can only save one, you save the one. But you don't say to somebody, well, you could kill that one if you let me save this one or these 99. You don't do that.
Well, right. But let's use the analogy correctly. The Titanic was a disaster. It was an accident. There was limited time to think about it. We're talking about man-made laws where men said it's okay to kill babies. And then we're going to try to use an analogy of an accident. It's not a wise analogy.
Right. Some other pro-lifers are using that. But
even
there, you don't say, okay, you can kill that child if you let me save these. You don't do that.
That's exactly right.
That's wrong.
And you don't argue that that child's going to die in a few minutes anyway, so it's okay to kill him.
Mm. Let's go to Los Angeles, California. Dave, you're on Bob and Yurt Live with Brian Rohrbach.
Hi, Brian, Bob. Hello from Los Angeles.
Hello.
Thank you, sir.
I just wanted to call in and let the audience know of a couple of the products that I've purchased that I would recommend from Bob and Yurt Live.
Oh, wow. Dave, that's really nice of you. We're in the middle of a telethon. Actually, we're toward the end of it. It's for the month of February. And whatever anyone purchases till the end of February, we have matching funds from a surgeon in Denver. There's over 3,000 additional funds, and our goal is $25,000, and we're at 21,775. We've raised 87% toward our goal. This is exciting, Brian.
It sure is.
Yeah. So go ahead, Dave. What do you think about the stuff you got?
Well, something I purchased a while ago, The First 5 Days.
The First 5 Days novel. Now, that's a lot of fun, isn't it?
And everyone that reads it probably agrees with me that, you know, you need to hurry up, Bob, and go get days 6 through 10 written.
Because, that's right.
You know, it's just a great, if you've already gotten the plot and you have the foundation, that is something that if you enjoy literature, if you enjoy novels, if you enjoy having a good time when you read, that's a great thing to have.
It really is fun. And it's a novel. You know, what a neat thing. And I wrote most of that at Notre Dame, actually, because, Brian, you know, I was commuting to Indiana for a couple of years to do the TV show.
Right.
And so, you know, I was here a lot, but I'd fly back and forth. And so I would go to the Notre Dame library, sit, and I had an opportunity to write this novel about a Christian government that suddenly was in charge of the nation. What would they do in their first 5 days? They start out outlawing abortion. That's on their first day.
Right.
And mandating the death penalty for all convicted capital criminals. Then they outlaw homosexuality and sexual immorality. And it's just this extraordinary drama of how these laws unfold in the nation. It's really fun, the first 5 days. Right. Well, thank you, Dave.
And, Dave, would you agree with, I guess, how I would state the plot? The thing about the plot is it's not some new way of trying to reinterpret the Bible. It is simply an overview of the Bible that makes the Bible easy to understand.
Exactly. And there are parts in the Bible that when you go from one chapter to another, there are different things being said, especially in the New Testament,
right.
Peter versus Paul. And a lot of Christians, including myself, before I read the plot, would glance at it. It would confuse you, but you would go on because it is the Bible. And the plot forces you to realize the context and what is going on with Peter versus Paul.
Right. And what I would say is not so much that it forces you to, it frees you to look at what's happening at that time. And oftentimes, as we read from one part of the Bible to another, a great deal of time has passed and things change. And this gives gave me the greatest freedom to be able to study the Bible and make sense out of it. Mm-hmm. So instead of looking and saying, well, these two conflict, which one is right? I'm able to understand what was happening at the time and realize that the conflicts are explained in the Bible.
Exactly.
For example, in the four Gospels, Jesus does not talk about grace. He doesn't teach about grace. He talks about the law and Moses, regulation, ordinance. That's what he talks about over and over. But grace, we find that taught in the epistles of Paul. And then for some reason, Gary DeMar is a well-known author. He wrote Last Days of Madness. He was on the show for 3 days a couple weeks ago. And toward the end, it got good toward the end, I thought. And I pointed out to him that after Paul's epistles, after Philemon, all the remaining epistles in the New Testament were addressed to the Jews. They were all written to the Jews. Like the first one is the epistle to the Hebrews, and then James to the 12 tribes, and Paul to the diaspora, and John writes in his epistle, 3 John, take nothing from the Gentiles. And the book of Revelation is all about the Jews, Israel's law. You cannot eat meat sacrificed to idols. Whereas the Apostle Paul has a whole chapter saying it's okay to eat meat sacrificed to idols. That's because he's writing to the body of Christ. But in the Bible, God has two covenant peoples, Israel and the body, a covenant of law and a covenant of grace. And if we don't rightly divide, the whole Bible is a confusion to us as Christians. We don't know how to take its truth and apply it to the culture war that we're in today.
Exactly. And another recent purchase, Bob, was In the Beginning by Dr. Walt Brown.
Walt Brown, what a dear Christian man, and what a brilliant scientist.
I recommend this to anyone out there that is homeschooling their child, or if they have their child in the public school, this is a good textbook type of book that you could really get in. He starts off by combating evolution itself.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll get into the flood. And
yeah.
It's just a great book for any.
It really is great. And it's so colorful. It's well done. And it just helps you understand the creation evolution issue, and it teaches you. Dr. Walt Brown was a teacher for years, including at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs. He taught science. He knows how to teach people the basics of science. All right, Dave, anything else?
One last thing I want everybody to look out for in the Bob and Yard Live televised classics.
Yeah.
I had a letter that you read on the air back then.
Oh.
I had worked at the time as a student worker in the University of New Orleans post office.
Okay.
And they needed to hire another full-time employee. And I chronicled in my letter that you read that they decided that all of the current employees would get to vote on the new employee.
Oh, brother.
And one of the new employee candidates was a flaming homo.
Right.
And I had nothing to lose at that time. I was young and it was a part-time job.
Right.
In the meeting, I said right away, let's go on and exclude the homo. It exploded. Their hatred towards my position, if they would have had a gun, they would have shot me.
Yeah, and what, well over 10 million people have died in the last couple decades around the world because of Western civilization's rejecting of God and his morality and accepting humanism, and the promotion of homosexuality is one of the most hateful things you could do to your neighbor because it destroys people from the inside out. It's just devastating. Well, Dave, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
Really? Whoops. Okay, call screener got rid of Dave. Thank you, Dave. And now let's go to Skituk, Oklahoma. Tony, you're on Bob and Yurt Live and with Brian Rohrbach.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Tony.
Hey, I just need to put another plug for the plot there, too. I've been subscribing to your product for about 3 years ago. I think I got the plot, and that's the best book ever written. That's just really increased my understanding of the Bible and
wow.
Exactly what Brian was saying. It gives you freedom to understand, you know.
That's really encouraging. And if people don't quite understand, maybe they could relate to this. When you become a Christian, you go to some church, let's say the big thing at that church is end times prophecy. Let's say that's their big thing. So you become an expert on passages about the rapture. Or you go to a church that's big on keeping the Sabbath. So you become an expert on the seventh day. Or you go to a church where they're big on speaking in tongues. You become an expert on that. We have millions of Christians who are experts on very narrow slivers of God's word, but have a very weak knowledge of the whole overall story. So we say, put aside all our obsessions with our own private personal doctrines, back up and look at the story of the Bible. It is fascinating. It blows your mind. It's so neat. And then we say, now, once you have the foundation of the overview, then go look at the details, because the overview of the Bible is the key to understanding its details.
Right. After I got the plot, I started subscribing to your monthly Bible albums, and it's just so exciting every month to see what
wow.
You're going to bring out in the Bible. It's just incredible.
It is a lot of fun to study God's Word. And if somebody subscribes, our monthly Bible album subscription is $34.99 a month. They get a CD with a ton of Bible study on it. And right now, that's applied to our telethon because we have matching funds. That equals $700 toward our telethon goal. So if there's anybody out there who wants to study the Bible with us, this is a great time to call up, subscribe either to the BEL Televised Classics for DVDs or to the Bob and Yurt Live monthly Bible study album.
Right, and I highly recommend it. I mean,
all right.
Especially if you're thinking about it, get the plot.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
May God bless you. Appreciate that.
Bye.
Well, it's neat to have encouragement from around the country.
It is great to have encouragement, and the telethon's going well. Now, this particular sound here.
Yeah. Ooh. What is that sound?
That is the sound of me tearing out a check from my checkbook
for
Bob and Yurt Live.
Oh, right.
And
thank
so
you.
It's one thing to talk about it, and it's another thing to support it.
Wow.
And I'm in a position right now to be able to offer a small donation to Bob and Yurt Live. And I point that out because often Christian ministries say, you give it to us and you'll get it back tenfold.
Yeah.
Well, the responsible thing is to take care of my family. And then support the ministries that I'm able to support
right.
And use that wisely for the best benefit to the world. Mm. And so I've just torn out a check out of my checkbook for Bob and Yurt Live, and I appreciate what's done here. Now,
thank you.
Probably many in the audience don't know, I own a small business. And so one of the fundamental rules about having a small business is that you have to take in at least as much income as what your expenses are.
Right.
Preferably a little bit more, because
yeah, exactly.
Your income is usually not linear.
Right, right.
And the reason I'm bringing this up is you've reproduced the television shows, and I think they're great. I'm going to get them. But if you go to your highest level, you've got those down under $4 per DVD.
That's right. 16 shows a month for only $50 a month.
Yeah. Well, here's the problem.
Yeah.
Is I know that it's costing you $4 to make those DVDs. And all I'm suggesting to the audience is, I know you'd like them out there and people to mm-hmm. see them and enjoy them again, and they're mm-hmm. great. But you're only breaking even when people order the 16. And so if you're able to add an extra $10 to that or $20 to that, I would encourage you to do so, because while it does bring in income, the expense is equaling the income coming in. So even though you don't want to say it, Bob, from my business point of view, I know that you'd need a little bit more than that.
Well, thank you, Brian. And you have run a small business successfully for many, many years. In fact, it's pretty well known in town. We won't mention it, though. I don't think you'd want us to do that.
Yeah, I typically don't. But I've had it 25 years.
Yeah, so. And it's true. And Bob and Yurt Live is, my gifts, I believe, from God is that I'm a teacher. I could teach people about right and wrong, about the Ten Commandments, about why we need salvation. Evangelism is being partly a teacher, to be able to persuade people. And other people have skills, administrative skills, and they could build mega churches. I don't have those skills. And
right.
So we do struggle for a lot of reasons, but there are people all over the country that take what they learn from the Bible, from this program, and they bring it to their Sunday school class, their church, their family.
Well, and actually, there's people all over the world who are touched by this ministry, mm-hmm. and certainly all around the country. In fact, one of the friends of Bob and Yurt Live, Michael and Lynn Thompson, in Alabama. I got
right.
to meet them, I guess it's been about a month ago, when I came out on their invitation and spoke at their church, and then spent an hour on local Christian television, mm-hmm. and then spoke at an evening church service at the beginning of the Sanctity of Life week.
Wow. That church Sunday morning service, was that a few hundred people?
I think the church, I think they were expecting about 600 people. I'm not quite sure how many were there. It was
okay.
a very large church.
Okay.
And it went very well. And
yeah, in an hour on Christian TV.
Right. And
praise
then
the Lord. And then at night.
Then an evening service.
So these things get multiplied literally 1,000 times over, this basic teaching of God's word. Now, we had a Dave from Los Angeles. Let's go to Denver, Colorado. Another Dave. You're on Bob and Yurt Live and with Brian Rohrbaugh.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Great.
Doing great.
It's an honor to talk to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
I just wanted to echo the last caller and talk about how much the plot is a must-have for listeners to buy. It's
the
most incisive Bible analysis I've ever seen or ever read.
Dave, thank you very much. You know, a local bookstore just ordered 22 plots from us.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Great.
And people have been talking about it because it's the telethon, and we've been selling them faster than we have in years. And we've sold thousands of plots. They've gone out there all over the country. It's been on Air Force One, flying over to Germany. You know, we get U.S. Marshals who call and say, Bob, you know, I tried to share it with the president, but that didn't quite work out. But at least I got to study the Bible over the Atlantic.
That's great. Maybe the president will read it sometime. And I also recommend the Bible studies. I've been a attendee of the Bible studies, and I think they're just great. So,
all right. Well, thank you.
I'd definitely encourage your listeners to donate money to the telethon and get some products. And
thank you, Dave.
And get things right.
May God bless you.
God bless you.
Thanks, Dave.
Appreciate that. All right. We're almost out of time. Man, where did this
Well, go? And then the other thing we got to mention, and you've talked about it, were the hearings that took place here in Colorado.
That's right.
Just recently.
Senator Scott Renfro. Greeley introduced a fabulous anti-abortion bill.
Right.
Abortion is killing a child. It was great. No exceptions. And you testified.
I did. In fact, if you go to ColoradoRightToLife.org and scroll down. The first thing you're going to see when you get to our homepage is our 4051 pledge, which is a pledge that I'd like you to read and consider if it's something you could sign.
It's not a financial pledge.
No,
it's
no.
A
this
commitment.
Is a commitment to stop the killing, to stand up on God's enduring commands. And then scroll down past that, and you will see a video clip from those hearings, and you can hear the testimony of all the pro-life people who courageously stood up and talked about their experiences and their life. And these stories are very touching. You can hear what I had to say and two other of the board members at Colorado Right to Life.
I was there. It made the local news. In fact, this must be 9 News,
right?
This clip off the Internet.
Right.
And it's fabulous. People need to watch this. If you weren't there, watch it at ColoradoRightToLife.org.
Right. And so we have to encourage Scott Renfro and those like him that have the courage to say abortion is always wrong.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if your father's a criminal.
Right.
Abortion is always wrong.
Right. And every campaign is like a classroom lesson. The public, they're being taught during a campaign.
Right.
And when Christian pro-life leaders say, I'm against abortion, but it's okay to kill this baby if his father's a criminal, they are teaching millions of Americans that that baby in the womb is not a person.
That's right.
And that's that is the high holy ground of Planned Parenthood. That's their moral high ground. And we have been reinforcing the foundation of their argument for 40 years. We got to stop.
That's right. We have to stop.
Yeah, it's devastating. In fact, the laws we introduce, the candidates we support, they're just like the law that started abortion in 1967.
Exactly right.
That's where have we come in 40 years? We support the same kind of law that the pro-aborts used to start the slaughter of children. Brian Orbaugh, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Bob.
It's really great to have Brian here. Maranatha Christian Center, what a wonderful school in Arvada. And our telethon, 800-8-NYART, or the website is kgov.com.